When you began covering economic issues in Ashland in the 80s, what was your sense of the city's economic health?
Well, I actually came here in 1979, and this community's economy was robust. We had a steel mill that was then known as Armco Steel, and we had 4,000 employees. And then we had, of course, Ashland Inc., then known as Ashland Oil, that was founded and based in Ashland, and it had more than 4,000 employees in 1979. Many of them were at the refinery. That's the largest refinery in Kentucky. And we also had a lot of employees from CXX, or the Chessie system, the railroad. And it had a large rail hub. And they also have a car shop in Raceland, which is nearby. And it had 1,500 employees, just lots of industries. And plus, at that time, we had a tannery, we had a hatchery, and just all kinds of jobs. As a matter of fact, I've often said that this community was so healthy. I believed in the 1980, Ashland, Boyd County had the highest per capita income in Kentucky, outranking Lexington, outranking Louisville, even Covington, because we had so many good-paying jobs. And then, like you do in Paducah, we had the Portsmouth Gaseous Diffusion Plant. It had 4,000 employees. So we were really a strong industrial city at that time. Of course, they began to fall apart one at a time. We still have the refinery, but Ashland Oil moved its headquarters to Covington, and really the loss of that was not so much to the economy, but what its employees gave to this community. They were so active in the community, and their loss cannot be made up. You can make up the income, but you can't make up the loss of that community spirit. Armco went into a partnership of Kawasaki Steel of Japan, and it became AK Steel, and it began downsizing, just like every other steel company in the country. And we've now got, I think, around 1,200 employees from that 4,000 we had in 1979. The 1,200 seems to be fairly stable because the people who are working there all work overtime. There's just not near as many of them.
Considering that a lot of this happened in a 15-year period between 85 and 2000, was there any indication that this kind of seismic economic change was on the horizon?
There was kind of a feeling that, you know, we're depending too much on industry, too much on heavy industry. My goodness, we thought there'd always need to be steel. There would always need, well, there still is some need for gasoline. So thank God we make gasoline. I don't think we realized the impact.
Well, did the community try to do anything to prevent the job losses?
To be honest with you, I don't think they reacted until it was too late. When I came here, and old-timers in economic development will tell you this. My predecessor at the Independent would tell you this, that they didn't put a high priority on going out and recruiting industry because they didn't need it. Chamber of Commerce was comfortable in doing what it did and, you know, doing its little fancies and its balls and stuff like that, but wasn't really involved in recruiting industry. If we'd have been smart, if we'd have looked at it, we'd realize that our industry was aging. 2 years ago, our coke plant closed. Well, you know, it was 92 years old. When any plant, anything exists for 92 years, you can't complain that it closes suddenly. Ours was a dirty old plant. My son-in-law worked there for a while, and he'd come home from work with his face black, just like he'd been in a coal mine.
Wow.
Even though it was too bad we lost those good-paying jobs, you know, they probably ran their course.
Ashland does seem to be recovering. I mean, the dramatic population decreases that were seen in the 80s and 90s, they appear to be leveling off in this last census.
The one good thing that's happened is medical. Our hospital has grown. I mean, it was a basic hospital. Today, it is a medical center. I think it's the fifth largest hospital in Kentucky right now. And it's also the largest employer east of Lexington in Kentucky.
Did the city or county government, what did they do to offset any of these job losses that were seen in the 90s?
Not enough. I don't know. I tell you what we did do. We went together and with the help of Governor Patton, we built a large industrial park, and five counties went together to form it. Mm-hmm. And they all have an interest in it. And we've got an AT&T company out there, a Cintas. There's a few industries out there. But it was completed right about the time the national economy tanked.
Right.
You know. So. And even those, even the jobs out there, they're not industrial. Well, Cintas is, you know, makes the uniforms. And then we have AT&T, but that's just a call center.
Do you think the impact of the losses could have been mitigated if Ashland's economy hadn't been so focused on comparatively few heavy industries?
I think we needed to be a lot more diversified than we were. But it's hard to be diversified when you're happy with what you have. And that's the problem. We got very complacent. I think at the time when I moved here, this economic development was unheard of. And then, of course, it probably happens in Paducah too, people formed economic development groups and they became competitive. Like here would be a group over here in Kentucky competing with a group right across the river in Ohio for the same jobs. So you have to work together as a regional development because jobs do not recognize county lines and state lines. Employers don't.
Is there, in your opinion, a lesson for Paducah in Ashland, Kentucky's experiences?
I tell you what, I think the lesson would be is that things are never quite as bad as what they seem. You're going to go through change and accept change. There's some things you can't change. And you got to remember that we have an international economy. I think the worst in this is just got to keep working at and keep trying to diversify. There is no employer that's too small not to be welcoming them to the community. I think you're not going to have the 4,000 and 5,000 employer coming in, but you can get this little plant that gets 20 people here and 40 people here and 30 people there. And those are the type of jobs that I think that small communities can build on. And then what you have to do is stress not what the community does not have, but what it has. Good transportation, good schools, emphasize the positives. I think the other thing is, what is the attitude of residents of Paducah to their city? I think for a while we were our own worst enemies, and that people says, well, I live at Ashland, it's dying, and we don't have anything to, we don't have this, we don't have that, blah, 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 blah. If the people who live in the community don't believe in the community, how are you going to get anybody to come there? And we had a campaign that the newspaper had a few years ago about, I think it was like 75 good things about Ashland in an advertisement. And the idea of it was to get over that attitude of self-defeating. I'm not a Norman Vincent Peale, but I do believe in the power of positive thinking. You are what you think you are.
John Cannon is the opinion page editor for the Ashland Daily Independent. Mr. Cannon, thank you for speaking with us.
Well, thank you very much.